Hello, good morning. It is May 10th, 2024, and my name is Clarence Napier, the multi-state insurance broker located both in Southwest Georgia and San Francisco, California. And I'm down here in Southwest Georgia where it is raining like cats and dogs. You would think that you are in Seattle if you came down here and checked out how much it's been raining this last week. But anyway, the title of this podcast episode, or the subject of this podcast episode, is the purpose behind the digital newsletter. Now, some listeners and existing clients and prospects have received the digital newsletter over the last 60 to 90 days. So here's the deal with the digital newsletter. And again, I hope no one takes offense to this, especially those people on social media. So the digital newsletter, it goes out to real business owners, and often the business owners may send that newsletter to their friends and family so they can check out the business owner's 3 to 5 minute videos where they talk about themselves, talk about their businesses, talk about, you know, how they got started, you know, what caused them to really get excited about being a dentist, an attorney, a CPA, an auto repair shop owner, a plastic surgeon. So when these digital newsletters go out, it gives the business owner two great things. Number one, an opportunity for the business owner to let his or her hair down and just talk for about 3 to 5 minutes. You would be surprised how many business owners have difficulty doing this initially. It does take time. It does take some preparation. It does take getting your thoughts together. The second benefit is, instead of, you know, business owners posting to social media and not having no idea who sees it. Maybe you live in Boston and the surfer boy in Hawaii sees it. Or maybe you are in Tacoma, Washington, and the person who, makes clothes in Sri Lanka sees your plastic surgeon video. So I'm making fun of something, but I'm really trying to be very serious about a main point, is that the digital newsletter goes out to real people. So when we send out 90 digital letters across the country, and now in 28 regions, not all regions are complete, but we send a newsletter to Tampa Bay with about 4 to 5 business owners, soon to be 20. We send a digital newsletter out to Pasadena, California, which will have about 20 business owners, including orthopedic surgeons in this newsletter. That makes a big difference, because now the business owner knows that real people are getting the newsletter. Not some guy locked up at Rahway prison, or, you know, someone doing finger painting in Juneau, Alaska. And, you know, so I'm, like I said, I'm making fun of something, but it's very serious, because most of the social media platforms, and I mean, I thank goodness that they're there. And for people who use those platforms like I do, I appreciate being able to see what everybody's doing. But I know most people are not going to pick up the phone and say, "Clarence, the insurance broker, I need life insurance. I need long-term care, disability, Medicare, you know, dental insurance." They're not going to call, because those things don't work like that. You know, insurance doesn't work like that. And for people selling big ticket products and services, there's also obstacles for people to buy online. Namely, and this is what my research has shown, at least 95% of the people that are seeing the social media posts, they're not going to buy that $1,000 and up product. And the reason why is because the people who can afford it, you know, to buy something at $2,500, they are working. They're not, you know, cruising or what do they call it, surfing social media. They're out there working in the courts. They're installing Visalign procedures. I know that might be hard to fathom, but social media, because it's easy, attracts everyone to it. And you know, the 80-20 rule, I think there's a 90-10 rule with social media where 90% of the people are on it and 10% or less, I think it's like 1%, are eligible to buy. And we're talking about big ticket items. You know, what people use social media for a lot is to see some funny stuff, follow politics, maybe some arts and crafts, things they like, pets, restaurants, beaches, you know, all those kind of things. To participate in the digital newsletter, if you live in the states of California, Washington, Florida, Georgia, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, or Texas, and soon to be New York, Tennessee, Connecticut, and DC. If you live in these states, all you need to do is upload your 3 to 5 minute video, and I have a way you can do that very easily, and you will be featured. Now, the first 3 months, there's no charge. And guess what? After 3 months, there is no charge. After 3 months, all that I'm asking is that if you know someone looking for employee benefits, a person or a couple transitioning to Medicare, and they need help transitioning, in other words, turning 65, retiring, and ready to become a Medicare plan enrollee, someone who's looking for life insurance, someone who's rolling over an annuity. If you know people who are ready to do that, please refer them to my insurance brokerage. Now, also, as time goes on, some business owners may say, you know, I'm getting calls, but I don't know how to handle these calls. It's not uncommon for business owners to fumble the ball when someone calls to inquire about the service. I used to be a Fortune 500 sales manager and vice president in Los Angeles and San Francisco. And I can tell you, it is not so easy when someone calls you and they say, Doug, can you tell me about your product or service? Or can you tell me about, I mean, there's a way to handle that. And my consulting firm, 321 Biz Development, we train people on how to handle encounters, how to initiate contact, how to prospect on the spot, how to close to give yourself an 80% probability that that person you're talking with, either in person or on the phone, there's an up to 80% probability that that person will become your next client. So we have a 6 to 9 hour training session just for that. But that's further down the road, or it could be right now. If you're one of those business owners who need that type of support, we can help you right now with that. But the digital newsletter is free. The training has a fee, and we can work through the pricing to make sure that you can move forward with the training if you need it. My name is Clarence Napier, the multi-state insurance broker. My website is insforsure.com. Toll-free telephone number.